Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Previously on Gresh and Keefe.
I was accepted to like eight schools, not because of grades or anything like that, but because of football. That's all it was. And sure, brag it up, bitch.
All right.
That one.
I swear at it.
This is Gresh and Keefe.
And that should do it. Souths went up by 35, 24 threes, 40 assists, 59% field goal shooting. Jason Tatum very quietly at 35 as an amazing box score.
Andy Gresh.
It won't always be easy, but I think our guys are really doing a great job of understanding that things are going well, but we still have to continue to do X, Y, and Z.
Rich Keefe.
Hey, it is what it is, man. I said my piece and I moved on, man. I'm ready to play this Thursday and, you know, got my eyes locked on Buffalo. It's a really good team and just ready to go out there and compete this Thursday.
Gresh and Keefe right now.
I think of putting pressure everywhere, putting pressure on the line, putting pressure on the quarterback, and putting pressures on the wide receiver. And that's easier said than done, but that's the task that we have to face this week.
On WEEI.
Oh, that's what we do. We put pressure on the competition, ladies and gentlemen. And the Boston Celtics have had no competition so far.
Rolling. Holy smokes. How about last night?
Well, I know that Charlotte. Silly. I know Charlotte was on the back end of a back to backer. Oh, and
sorry.
Okay,
sorry about that.
Yeah, like Lonzo Ball or whichever Ball is down there. LaMelo, he's hurt. A great friend of the Celtics, Terry Rozier.
Scary Terry.
He had a case of the trots last night and couldn't play.
Oh, yeah,
and
I don't want to play with that.
How funny is that Mike Gorman just reading down all those stats so casually and then be like, oh, Jason Tatum throws in 35 like nothing. And it's like.
Yeah, smooth 35. Yeah, that was just.
That's why he's doing anything.
That was just. I mean, that's the game that they should win in a runaway, and they did win in a runaway.
You should blow doors against a team like that.
Because I feel like these really good teams in the NBA, they still trip up. It's a long season. You trip up, you lose to a bad team. But usually it's when it's kind of on a road trip or it's like maybe it is the back-to-back or something. You're probably not going to lose to them at home, even when they were also undermanned. They were down two starters.
Right.
And yet they still blow doors. They put up a season-high 140.
140.
And they barely did anything in the fourth quarter. Like, if that game was actually close, they would have scored 160 points.
I was going to say, what is this, late 80s or something like that in the NBA? It's, good grief.
It's pretty wild.
And Marcus Smart had a game that fans hate because he shot threes.
Well, yeah, but he made threes.
Well,
they don't hate that when he makes them. No, but he also,
his playmaking has been really good this year.
But, oh, yeah, 15 assists, I think, is a career high for him. So that was awesome to see. But I think Marcus Smart shooting is okay when Jaylen Brown's out. Even Al Horford, who's not a big scorer, but that's still another 10 shots
that's
or whatever.
That's fair.
So
that's
you take
fair.
Those guys out. You're starting Grant Williams and Blake Griffin. And then even with Derek White, like Marcus Smart is the second best offensive player in the starting lineup last night.
Mm-hmm.
And they score 140. Like that's crazy. And, Brogdon had a good game off the bench as well. And, that was just a thanks for coming out, Charlotte. Take the win. Move on.
Thanks for coming, Charlotte.
Charlotte stinks. Like, I thought, and again, they've had their injury issues, obviously.
Yeah.
Last year, they were a team I kind of liked because you're like, man, they got some good young players on this team. But, no. And they may even soon get passed by some of the other teams in the league that have, like, the good young players on them.
We also thought that Charlotte might have been a contender at some point.
Yeah,
it's not looking good right now. And again, I know last night was not a great snapshot, but overall, Gordon Hayward's hurt again. What a shock.
This guy.
I mean,
so the new haircut couldn't save him.
Nope. Nothing can. No. He's a pane of glass is really all it is.
Yeah, and not great.
Who knows what Michael Jordan's going to do down there? Does he look at that team and be like, hey, we should be better than we are? No. Like at some point, he's going to just going to be like, let me coach these effers. Mm-hmm. Like, let me push these guys and see what they can do. Well, Marcus Smart, as we mentioned, with his 22 points last night, 6 of 9 from three. Keith hit it on the 15 assists. And right now, Marcus Smart, he kind of feels like the Superman of the court.
With x-ray vision. I'm trying to, at least, you know, I'm trying to get everybody, you know, the ball at the right time when they need it, want it, where they like it, and just to get us some easy baskets. By doing that, you know, it gets everybody's confidence up. And when people's confidence up, they tend to play a little bit harder on both ends of the floor. You know, we got a lot of great players, and for me to be able to just find them, and that's what I'm trying to do.
Now, I know that Superman is nowhere near on your pantheon of superheroes and things like that, but I heard you make a little noise there on the whole x-ray vision thing.
Well,
I heard
it was a good line.
It was, oh, okay.
No, good line
I thought
Smart.
You were besmirching it. I'm sorry.
No, I
apologize.
I don't like Superman. I don't like the overpowered heroes that are just everything proof. Like, I like a little more nuance to it. I like a little bit more battle fight that you got to go through.
You like a superhero that has a weakness.
Struggle.
A struggle.
Like a little bit of a struggle. So something to overcome.
You tell a good story. That's right.
Like, oh, I can do everything. I'm faster than you. I'm stronger than you. Like, okay, all right, we'd snore.
I thought it was Superman. Wasn't it kryptonite or something? Isn't that his weakness
one
or whatever?
Thing. Yeah, kryptonite.
So is there a...
What's Smart's kryptonite?
Well,
it used to
say.
Be the outside shot, but he actually,
no, it wasn't.
He hits him, but I think last year, to me, he proved it, and I also feel like you could maybe go back and say that whether it was Brad Stevens or Danny Ainge, they were playing Marcus Smart out of position his whole career. He should have been a point guard. He was going through that transition at Oklahoma State. I think he even purposely stayed a second year in college to sort of learn how to be a point guard. He would have been so much better off for his whole career because everybody would get mad at him for shooting, but you got him playing two guard. Like,
because I take great shots. I'm a great shooter.
Well, I love the confidence, but like, he should have been a point guard from day one. Like, these comparisons were, he's so strong, but he's not super tall. So could he be like Chauncey Billups or Jason Kidd or, you know, maybe a little bit even like Russell Westbrook and Derrick Rose? Like, is he in that kind of build?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he could have been, but they had him play off the ball to Isaiah Thomas or off the ball to Kyrie or off the ball to Kemba. So if he's not going to be a guy facilitating, of course he was going to shoot. And then he kind of figured it out, and now he's actually a decent shooter. But if he was just a lockdown defensive point guard and then was working on, you know, be a pass-first guy, which he is, I don't know, maybe his career would actually be a little bit better. But at least, he still has plenty of years to be a point guard, but there's no debate. That's what he is.
Now he feels like great value. Now $18 million or whatever it is that you're giving Marcus Smart in terms of a paycheck, it feels like he's in the – it feels like now it's like, oh, he's much more valuable than that. Mm-hmm. Interesting after the game as well, Joe Mazzulla, who, by the way, you know, is only leading a team with the best record in the NBA at 17-4 right now.
Yeah.
He's done a hell of a job.
Bazooka Joe Mazzulla.
Well, Bazooka Joe was asked about great vibes after this big win, and he had a surprising answer.
I don't have great vibes after a big win like this, so don't put me in that category. No, like, it goes back to we have great people, and like I said, the Celtics – have had this foundation longer than, you know, I've been here, longer than, you know, we've been around. And so ownership, front office, players, staff, there's just great people all around. And with that, you have to just work through things and you got to focus on, you know, what your goals are. You have to focus on execution and you got to focus on, you know, how you can get better every day. And our guys from day one, they've done a great job of doing that and doing it together.
What vibes do you have after a big win like this?
You know, at the end of the day, like, it's one game, and, you know, we have 60-something games left, and there's a lot of great things, and I applaud our guys on their effort. But to all the questions that your guys are asking, effort's just one piece of it. We have to execute on both ends. And so we have a lot of great moments of that. And we got a tough schedule ahead. And so, you know, we have to be able to enjoy this, but we have to have a healthy approach, you know, to perfection in the sense of, like, you know, you can feel good, but it's not good enough. And, you know, it won't always be easy, but I think our guys are really doing a great job of understanding that things are going well, but we still have to continue to do X, Y, and Z.
So I liked a lot what was in there, right? First of all, if you throw yourself a parade after a November win against Charlotte, like, that says way more about you than not.
What about a pizza party?
I don't know. You don't need it. That's when the things are falling apart. You don't need the pizza party. Have a slice, sure, but you don't need to bring in the 2 liters.
We have one here in this building every week.
I know, which is why the morale's up so high. But I think that...
Is today the day, by the way?
I think Missoula is... it's funny because watching the games, like when you watch the local broadcast of the Celtics at NBC Boston throughout the year, over the last few years, it felt like they would interview the assistant coaches sometimes. Mm-hmm. And like Abby, like in between quarter or at halftime or whatever, Abby would, you know, interview the assistant coaches. And almost all of them, including Missoula, it felt like a hostage video. It felt like those guys couldn't be more uncomfortable. But don't you feel like he's starting to be more relaxed now in this type of setting?
Yeah.
And it helps when you have the best record in basketball. It's easy to be confident. But I'm just like, as a personality, it seems like he is more accepting of the role, more fitting of a head coach. Whereas, or even earlier in the year, it was like, that's an assistant coach playing the role of a head coach.
He's getting more comfortable now.
I think so. Yeah, yep. I think he definitely is. And so, but I mean, good answer. I don't know why they were trying to be like, aren't you fired up about this win? Like, what was he supposed to say?
Well, I think when Missoula got in there, a player might have been in before, got and there was some line of questioning
I didn't
whatever.
Hear it, so I was like, what? They're like, how are your vibes? My vibes are fine. Like, we just beat Charlotte.
And we're going to hear from Malcolm Brogdon a little bit later on, kind of echoing similarly, except from a different standpoint in terms of what Joe Missoula basically had to say there. So, no Jaylen Brown off the back end of the back-to-back, and the Celtics still blow doors, and Joe Missoula, all is good right now. Let's see what happens whenever the defense becomes a problem. That will be interesting. Yeah. Or they have the night where
you score 140.
They only score 105, and normally they could, like, hunker down and play some defense.
Right.
So we kind of see how that gets going. You can get going by watching us on Twitch, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. You can text at 37937 and make sure you've downloaded the Odyssey app. Take it with you wherever you go. So wherever you are, you can listen to Gresh and Keefe. And we'd like to congratulate Jeff Saturday of the Indianapolis Colts.
Wow.
For really proving that he is an NFL head coach, like the overwhelming majority of them not named Belichick. A bad clock management last night, 24-17.
Shocking.
His team is down at home.
Yeah.
And Matt Ryan, with about a minute to go on 2nd and 17, scrambles for 16 yards. Tick, 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 clock ticking. He's got 3 timeouts, not 1, not 2. 3 timeouts. Yeah. Matt Ryan looks over to the interim head coach.
He should have just called it. Matt Ryan should have just called it.
So they call no timeouts. Nope. They get skunked on 4th down, and they end up really costing themselves.
And their 4th down call was terrible, too.
The 4th down call was bad. The 3rd down call was bad because they didn't call timeouts.
But the ending, though, was pretty – it was befitting of a Colts-Steelers game. I mean, this is a long ways off from Peyton Manning, Ben Roethlisberger. This is two teams that are just going in the wrong direction and have a lot of work to do. And then you stick it on Monday night. You're like, ugh. If you weren't betting on it or had huge fantasy implications, then there was no reason to watch that game.
Yeah, I hate the same game parlay. I really do. I hate it. We're jamming stuff in there. Freiermuth just under. Jonathan Taylor just under. Colts don't cover. Steelers, by the way, won 24-17. Again, Jeff
Saturday.
They're
just hurting their draft pick.
Yeah, Jeff Saturday. That's all I could think of.
That's all they did.
Oh, you know what? I'm glad you mentioned that because
tankathon?
Tankathon, baby. So right now it is Houston with the number 1 pick, Chicago with the number 2 pick, Detroit getting it from the Rams, the number 3 pick.
Isn't that amazing?
Oh, well, it's even more amazing. Seattle right now has the number 4 pick from Denver.
Oh, my God.
Carolina, the 5. Yeah, so Pittsburgh is now 12th in the draft order. Indianapolis is now 14th
so,
in the draft order.
Seattle is almost like the Celtics after the Paul Pierce Garnett to the Nets deal, where they can make the playoffs and then still get the draft pick
coming in from the bad
team.
Yep.
That is a great spot to be.
That is something. Speaking of the Patriots, we'll get to them. They're going to take on the Bills. Lots of players dinged up on both sides. You'll hear from Mac Jones. It is a Patriots Friday on a Tuesday because of the wonky schedule. We're scheduled to be joined by Jalen Mills at some point. It's a Tier Tuesday, primetime parlay, Tom Kern, Kiefer Madness, waiver wire, so much to do.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Is Gresh and Keith on WEEI.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app.
And take Boston Sports Original
everywhere you go.
Bitch, don't kill my vibe. I can feel your energy from two planets away. I got my drink, I got my music. I will share it, but today I'm
gonna... Twitter and Instagram at Gresh Keith. If you're not following, shame on you. You can get Keith on Twitter at Keith21, at Dork Podcast as well.
Oh, yeah. Hot one right out the presses.
Right out the shoot.
Right out the shoot. Andor, the TV show. Some, John Anderson, calling it the best TV show of the year.
Will he be welcome to Dork the way Shime has been to discuss?
Well, no.
I've yet to make my dork appearance.
In a word, no.
In a word,
no. I don't mean Davey. Even if Keith wanted me to, I feel like Davey, it has to be an agreement between the both of them.
Oh,
Davey,
I forgot that Davey
would not be happy about that.
Davey is just below the 413.
Davey would clear it. If Davey were out for some reason, you were like, oh, John's coming on, he'd clear a schedule to make sure he can come on.
By the way, John, the 413 said good morning to everybody except the snowflake. So just know that the hate is still out there for you.
If I didn't meet the 413.
Okay. That's a rough guy. That's pretty rough.
If I didn't meet that guy, I would have thought it was
a very knowledgeable man.
That's true. I would have believed that absolutely.
Although I know his number's not 413 also. That's another.
Maybe he's got a burner.
But anyway.
Regardless though, Keith, you have to admit, episode 10, titled One Way Out, is one of the, maybe the best episode of TV of the entire year. It's in the conversation. One of the best episodes of any show I've ever seen.
Did you watch The Bear?
I watched a couple episodes and then I forgot to keep watching. Okay. I heard it was really good and I will at some point.
I would argue, I think it's the second to last episode of that is the craziest thing I've ever seen. It's a one shot. The whole episode.
Okay.
It's insane.
It's like Birdman or 1917.
Yeah, yes, but better than both.
Okay.
Yeah. And so anyway, there's a lot of good shows this year. Andor is definitely one of them. And so we talked about that.
Dork Podcast, WEEI.com. Now to redirect it for people like me and Billy. Billy, is today's Iran-USA soccer game like when the Iron Sheik went against Sergeant Slaughter 1984 in Madison Square Garden?
No, this is not as big as that at all.
Okay, thank you. There we go.
It's a big match, though.
This way we balance it out.
You guys are downplaying the match. It's a big match.
Oh, really?
Winner moves on. Oh, loser goes home to the knockout stage.
Loser gets their thumbs chopped off in Qatar before they come home or something
rule
like
that out.
That?
Maybe that could happen to the winner as well. We don't know. It's a dangerous place. But the winner moves on. They can go to the knockout stage. If not, see you later.
What's on right now?
Netherlands, Qatar.
If
I say Qatar, you say Qatar. Let's call the whole thing
okay,
off.
But that's like if you're from that country.
Which one?
Are you from Qatar or Qatar?
Yeah.
Do you say that, I'm a Qatarian or a Qatarian or how they, like, if you're from Ecuador, you're Ecuadorian.
Right.
right? So how does it work over there with that? I don't know.
I haven't really thought about it too much.
It's just one of those things because that's more interesting to me than watching Qatar lose.
That's a sweet goal, though, there by the Netherlands.
I've got Qatari here.
Qatari?
Oh,
that sounds like something from like Star Wars.
I was just going to say.
Something from Avatar The Last Airbender.
Or Avatar.
Sounds like something you would order online and get excited for when it finally goes through, like your PS5. You got a Qatari.
I did get a PS5, so I don't know.
It sounds like Atari. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Qatari. That's Atari over there.
Makes sense.
Except they have the real people doing the...
Do they allow Atari over there?
Well, that's... I don't know.
Probably illegal.
Maybe they allow Pitfall. Like, original Atari games are okay.
You can play Pong.
64-bit, stuff like that.
I gotcha.
Yeah, Pong. Oh, man. Mm-hmm. Ton of fun. Well,
yeah, blast.
There are players that are ping-ponging in and out of the lineup of the Patriots and the Bills. Yeah.
We have fun.
Apparently, the Bills locker room is rife with whatever is going through.
They must go to school with my daughter.
I was just
going to
say.
Good Lord.
You're a little snotty again today.
Again.
You can't kick it. It's unbelievable.
I thought I had kicked it, and it's back. So I don't know whatever the hell's going on there. But apparently, it's in the Bills locker room, and it spreads like wildfire.
3-0 Braves last half of the second inning.
Well, I guess when you have 85 inches of snow that you're navigating through every day.
Yeah.
It's the old dress warm.
It's something. But listen, nobody's going to feel bad for you if you have guys who either miss practice or miss the game. You know, who knows? The Patriots, even the last couple of weeks, if you looked at their injury report, they would have a guy here or there missing due to illness, not anything else.
It's that time of year.
It is. Everybody's going through it. So, you know what? If the Bills happen to be down a couple of guys, great. It gives you a better chance, right? Like that's the reality. I think if both teams are even strength, it's huge advantage Bills. So anything else that you can kind of play with, then okay, maybe you give the Patriots a better chance.
So safety Damar Hamlin, corner Dane Jackson, safety Jaquan Johnson, tight end Quentin Morris, and wide receiver Khalil Shakir were all out because of injury. Josh Allen is a full participant in practice somehow. He's got this real big, almost like wrist-to-shoulder compression sleeve on.
Oh, yeah,
so you
can
tell.
I don't care that you broke your elbow.
That's right.
Nobody cares.
Nope, no one cares. The tackle, Deion Dawkins, did not participate. Mm-hmm. And you want that guy out there because he's not good.
I don't think
he's great. I want Deion Dawkins out there
to
match up against Matt Judon, for crying out loud.
No, exactly. By the way, huge game for Matt Judon because – I think it was more what the Vikings were doing on Thursday than, you know, what he wasn't doing. Like, I think they knew that, we got to prioritize Matt Judon because he's been wrecking teams so far.
In the words of Bernie Mac, he got some special attention.
He did, yeah. And he should. Like, the rest of the season, that's the beginning of the season, that's what it should have been.
Yes.
The guy is a menace. But again, last year, he looked like the D player of the year for a while, and then all of a sudden, he wasn't. And I know COVID was a factor and things like that, but let's see if this starts to snowball. I think he's only had three games all year where he hasn't recorded a sack, and this was one of them.
Mm-hmm.
So is it going to be back-to-back weeks without one, or like is he going to be all over Josh Allen or not? Like, I think he is such a big swing in how the defense plays.
Well, I know that Matt Judon has told us in our Patreon Monday interviews that he really worked hard in the offseason to make sure there was no late-season fade. Devin McCourty earlier today on the Greg Hill Show talked about that. We will get to it because Omaha!
Here we go!
Right. Here we go! We're already in Omaha mode. Joining us now on the Harbor One Hotline, Patriots corner Jalen. That's right. Thank you. We got Omaha. We change it up here. Jalen Mills joining us on this Patriots Tuesday on a Friday. He's brought to us by Town Fair Tire for the best prices on tires. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. By Zuti, build any app your company needs in a week. By Anderson Windows and your local Anderson Windows dealer. And by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. Jalen Mills on the Harbor One Hotline. Green Goblin, good morning. How are you?
Man, good morning, man. I'm good. How about you guys?
Well, we're okay. The question is, how are you? We know it was you weren't full go at practice. Is this just the veteran niceties that you get when you play as well as you do? How are you feeling?
Yeah, man. You know, it's been a long couple of weeks, man. I'm good. I'm okay.
Before we look ahead to Thursday's game, just looking back quickly, Jalen, some of those catches that Justin Jefferson had against you guys in the secondary, do you just kind of tip your cap because there was good coverage on a lot of them? It's just a great player making great plays, or is there still a bigger takeaway that you need to you know somehow cause an incomplete pass?
I mean, you always want to cause an incomplete pass, but at the end of the day, I'm talking about a special player in this league, and you know that day was just his day. You know, it wasn't like it was separation on any of those passes. He was just bringing them in through contact, you know. And like I say, he's just a special player, and he was making special plays. That day was just his day, man.
Jalen, you go from Justin Jefferson to now Steph Diggs, but I don't know if we've ever even really talked to you about what makes a wide receiver special. Like, what are the things that when you flip on the tape and you watch a real elite wide receiver, are there common traits that stand out to you, or are all these guys so different, it's almost like getting a different math problem every time?
Yeah, it's definitely that. Different math problem every time, because you can't play every receiver the same. But when you're talking about an elite guy, I think the biggest thing that I look for is, what does he do special? Okay, you see Diggs not only going down the field, but he's also running intermediate routes, and then he's also running short routes. So you say, okay, well, now you know that he has the whole route tree. Then on top of that, you got to think about the guy who's throwing him the ball. You know, he's pretty special as well when you're talking about Josh Allen, a guy who can not only fire the ball 60, 70 yards down the field, but also when the scramble drill happens and the plaster happens, you know, those guys have a connection to where, you know, trying to find an open space, he's running to the sideline, he's running down the field, and he's still hitting them on the run. So that goes into play as well.
And once the quarterback starts moving like that, that's a big fella coming your way. You know, it's one thing to, you know, if Zach Wilson or if Kirk Cousins is scrambling, I think everybody in the secondary probably feels pretty comfortable bringing that guy down. Josh Allen's sort of a different animal. Like, what's the technique when trying to bring down a quarterback that is that fast and that big?
Let him guys to the ball, man.
Yeah.
and that's period, point blank. No, we know that the QB scrambles, you know, they are kind of unpredictable. It's just him, you know, being a playmaker and creating his own play. Whether he takes out running with it or he's still looking down the field and throwing it. But we also know that there are going to be those QB design runs, you know, that they love with him and that he loves to run. So when that opportunity does happen, you know, it's just 11 guys to the ball.
How much does the last two performances against the Bills live in the head of this defense in a good or a bad way?
Right. Of course, you know, we lived it, you know, so it's not like it's out of our memory, but also at the end of the day, this is a new year, this is a new season, this is our first time playing the Buffalo Bills division game. So at the end of the day, our mindset is to come out of this game 1-0 and have one more game up in this very tight division race that we have going on right now.
How have you been adjusting to this back-to-back Thursday night game? Because normally when you get the Thursday game, all right, there's a short week, but then you get sort of like a week and a half to recover and have your next game. But to have the back-to-back Thursday seems like a rarity. How are you guys handling that?
Yeah, definitely a little different. It's my first time actually this happening. But Bill kind of took care of us. Not yesterday, but the day before yesterday, we had to walk through, you know, kind of, you know, trying to keep our legs underneath us with the Monday to Thursday game. So now we're full tilt now. But I think, like I said, I don't even know the day, what day of the week it is right now.
Yeah,
but
right.
I think it was Sunday. We had to walk through, so that definitely helped.
When you look at the Bills offense, what else jumps out to you other than Allen and Diggs? In a way, if it was like option number three, is there a guy that stands out? I know they added Nyheim Hines, haven't really integrated him into the offense very much, but how do you view that after you get past Allen and Diggs?
Yeah, I mean, and when you're talking about those two guys, beginning of the season, you know, even now, you know, you see Gabriel Davis, you know, make a spectacular play or a spectacular catch on the sideline or down the field. You know, he's still flashing on the field, so we have to know where he is. And then outside of him, you know, they got a good tight end in Knox as well. So all around. You know, they're well-rounded in their passing game.
Ready to play a home game. What can the crowd do other than just be loud? Is there anything that we can order the people to do?
Man, that's all we want. You know, I'm a defensive guy, so we want the energy to be high in there from play one to play 65 or 70, whatever it may be. That's all we need. You know, create chaos in the stadium, make it hectic in there, you know, for those guys when they step on the field. And you know, the defense, we feed off of their energy, and of course they feed off ours.
And I know you guys are focused on the Bills, but coming up Saturday, big SEC championship game, LSU, your Tigers against Georgia. How's the trash talk been going so far this week?
Just because we lost first A&M. Kind of died down a little bit.
Gotcha.
But I tell guys one thing for sure, is when it's come championship football time, LSU plays his best ball. It's been proven. So don't get it mistaken. We fell asleep on A&M. We thought we were going to breeze by them. We could tell by the game how it looked. But come championship ball, those boys know what's at stake.
Good stuff, Jalen. Safe game on Thursday. Play well. We'll catch you next week. Thank you.
There goes
Jalen Mills with us on the Harbor One Hotline.
I heard Wiggy bring this up today, and it's a great point, because normally when we look at opponents, you're looking at obviously, you know, what their win loss record is or who their starting quarterback is. But talking to Jalen Mills, the receivers that they are about to face the rest of the year, and so it goes back to Justin Jefferson on Thursday,
mm-hmm.
and Thielen, but Justin Jefferson,
yeah.
Steph Diggs, DeAndre Hopkins, Davante Adams, Jamar Chase, T. Higgins, Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, and then Steph Diggs again.
You know,
that's the craziest run of receivers I think any team could possibly face.
And that's interesting, because those are the high end guys that mm-hmm. are special. And like we asked him about, oh, he said Gabe Davis would probably be like the number three guy. But you look at those teams, and then you get past the star, and then you look like who's next.
Yeah, who's
like
the other guy?
Thielen is probably going to end up with close to a 1,000-yard season, but it's quiet as all hell because of those number one guys.
Yeah, it feels quiet, but I think Cincinnati and Miami's duos are crazy.
Well, that's the thing.
Waddle
Cincy
and Hill,
loaded.
And then Higgins and Chase. Now, Chase missed a bunch of times, so the overall stats are going to look a little bit different, but just talent-wise, those duos are crazy. There's a much bigger drop-off with Steph Diggs, Davante Adams, and even DeAndre Hopkins. There's a bigger drop-off there. But still, for those corners, whether it's Jack Jones or Jalen Mills Jonathan Jones, those are some tough matchups.
And if you're, you know, you mentioned Jack Jones, and I'm glad you kind of slid that in there, because he's the guy who's going to probably have to match up, at least in theory anyway. I know the Patriots play a lot of zone.
Yeah.
But in theory, he's the guy who's going to have to match up against whomever the other dude is, like Higgins or Gabe Davis or people like
Isaiah
that.
Isaiah McKenzie.
Well, and Arizona, I guess it would be Hollywood Brown, I guess.
Yeah, Hollywood Brown.
But, you know, who knows about Arizona by the time.
AJ Green.
I mean, by the time the Patriots get out there. And by the way, it's like two Thursdays and then a Monday night. So.
And then a Sunday night.
Yeah, and I'm assuming because Jalen was with us today that the players are going to get the weekend off and kind of reset it and get ready.
I would hope so.
Because they're going to stay out there, apparently. I guess, I don't know where they're going to go. Yuma?
You mean after the Arizona game?
After the Arizona game. Yeah. Apparently, they're going to hang out there. So, I don't know if they're going to set up in Nevada, Reno.
Yeah, maybe they'll go to Vegas for a week.
Unlikely. There's got to be a football field in the desert somewhere that Bill has found.
Yeah, they went out there during preseason, and you remember we were asking, because Lawrence Guy's from there, and we were asking all those guys, hey, are you going out there? Like, yeah, we're not really doing all that.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
We're not going to tell you we're doing that.
And that's the thing. Like, you figure they're going into Vegas on Saturday, and then probably hang out in the Phoenix area, you would at least think, because there's got to be some places down there. I'll tell you what, though, from the last Super Bowl that I was a part of, the Patriots Radio Network,
the Arizona one,
we did some stuff from the Cardinals facility.
Yeah.
Huh.
Amazing.
It's like URI.
Oh, it's crap.
It is not what you would expect for a professional football team. Like, we did the interview with Jonathan Kraft in some hole. It was like, oh, yeah, this is our conference room.
It is.
And it was
like,
you could hear echo. There's like nothing on the walls. It was really weird.
Not good.
All right, we got to get back to the Patriots, obviously. And we will do that coming up at 11. But up next, Bruins. They get to continue their hot run tonight against a team that pulled a rabbit out of their hat last night in Buffalo. We'll get to that next.
WEEI. WEEI. New England Sports Original.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You're listening to Gresh and Keith
on WEEI. Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
Elliott lucky to keep his foot on the post there. Kyle Oposo all over it.
Thompson, Tuck, and Darlene in the Tampa zone. The Lightning win the draw with 2:20 to go. Paul will bring it up ice. Drops it back. Here comes the shot. Scores! Steven Stamkos is having himself a season, and unfortunately for the Sabres in overtime, he scores the winner.
So, somehow, first of all, that was really weird in hearing that about the Tampa Bay Lightning. I only thought Steven Stamkos and their best players all got put on IR until the end of the year, and then they brought him back.
They save him.
And then they go win a cup.
That's normally how it goes.
Yeah,
That's just the one Russian dude they do that with.
Oh, okay. Stamkos Kucherov. Isn't really, even though the
Kucherov, they've done it. They did it twice with. I don't think it worked last year.
No, it didn't. But no. Still, it's a strategy that has been employed that has worked. That's why they do it. So last night out in Buffalo, Tampa down 5-3 with 6 minutes to go, find a way to push it to overtime and get the game winner in OT against that terrible Buffalo team. So Tampa wins 6-5 last night. They head to the Garden this evening to take on a Bruins team that is coming off a good day of charity work. I don't know if you saw that. It was a Target in Watertown over here. They were doing all
storm.
The Bruins also sent out a tweet calling Swayman and Linus the backstop boys. Your thoughts on that? Should we write a song?
I think we probably could. There's an idea in there somewhere.
It's got to be.
Yeah, I would think so.
And again, if we had like a house band or something, then we'd be able to just give it to them and they'd be able to figure it out and all that stuff.
True.
But apparently we bid adieu to Anton Strahlman.
See ya. Yeah, great. Cap issues, apparently.
Well, it's
funny.
The cap
is collapsing on him.
Yeah, now we're getting to the point of the year to where Don Sweeney's got to make some of those tough decisions and what they're stashing Riley and Wagner down in Providence already. And,
And what are they going to be able to do? And this is every time we ask Raycroft about it on Thursday about Pasternak's deal, it seems like one of the hangups could also be they don't know how much the cap's going to grow next year, and so does that affect how much they can offer him and all that? But
yeah, so basically,
if they lose him because of cap issues, that's a major problem.
And you know, the Bruins are still waiting for the NHL to sort of officially come up with their number, and our buddy Andrew Raycroft has sort of clued us in that the loony is a big part of it. It's loony
all about
the loony is the one screwing up, figuring out what the number is going to be next year, But be that as it may, the Bruins are going to take on Tampa, and they have been every bit as good this season as the Celtics have, and they've 12 straight to open the year at home. I mean, it's just stupid.
No, it's been outrageous. Yeah, the two teams combined. So the Celtics are 17-4, and the Bruins are 18-3.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous. And this is the tough stretch that we've been looking ahead to for a little bit for the Bruins, right? It started with Tampa the first time they faced them. They beat them. Then they lost to Florida. Then they beat Carolina in overtime. And so they still have another handful of games against teams that are at the top of the standings or at least super talented. So this is another one. We'll see how they do. They've been battling all kinds of different injuries as well. Omark was at least at practice yesterday. Trent Frederick, I guess, is a maybe. Forbort's getting closer, they said. Smith's going to be out. So, again, they've never had their full complement of players. But then again, I don't know how many teams around the league have.
Like, it's just, agreed.
It's just something you have to deal with.
And next week is the battle against Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
I got to be honest, there's a little bit of me that is getting worried from the Celtics and the Bruins end only because I don't need them to struggle, but I want to see them go through a little strain. Like, okay, let's see a little adversity. Everything has been so good for both these teams so far this
year.
Well,
that's like the one example I can really think of is the 2018 Red Sox. Did they ever have adversity? I don't think they did. I think they rolled. Like,
the 18 Red Sox?
The 18 Red Sox. Didn't they just win every game? It felt like when were you like, oh, they're in trouble? Like, no, they just kind of rolled. I don't ever remember them. Was there like a 3-game losing streak? Maybe. Like, they took off. They were first, and they just never really looked back. And then even in the playoffs, like, they, you know, had some close games or whatever, but like, they were just a force to be reckoned with.
Like, can we sit back and enjoy what is going on, yet pinch ourselves at the same time and say, hey, wait a minute. Is this how you build a winner and a champion? And
yeah.
I mean, for the honestly, who's been more impressive so far in their heater, the Celtics or the Bruins?
The Bruins.
I'm with you 100% on that.
The Bruins have definitely been, because the Celtics' expectation was best team in the league.
Well, here's what it is, and think of it this way. For the Bruins, it was, well, we're going to have one last dance, one last ride, right?
Yeah.
With the way it's going, it might not be just one year. I mean, it's been so good. These guys coming back together has been so good and so improbable in a way where I don't, it's not that I'm taking credit away from Jim Montgomery. He's definitely been a part of it. But there is something to the chemistry that all of those guys on the top six and the back end, and they're maybe they were just unified against Cassidy, and that was remove him from the room, and then everybody ends up liking each other again. But it's pretty amazing how this group has picked up where they left off, kind of like circa 2018, it feels like.
Yeah, it is pretty wild, and it does. Obviously, the big difference is two of the best players are maybe in their last year, whereas for the Celtics, their two best players are in the primes of their careers and they're still really young.
Yep.
So there's a difference there. But with the Bruins, there's still more of the, you don't know how the playoffs are going to go. Like, you're looking at it, you're like, first of all, it's hockey, so the upsets in the first round happen way more than they do in basketball. Mm-hmm. So you're looking at it, you're saying, all right, why is this year going to be different for the Bruins? Because they've had some big regular seasons. Under Cassidy, they had a bunch of big 100-plus point regular seasons. Then they get to the playoffs and they come up short. Whereas the Celtics, it kind of feels like, all right, it's going to be them and the Bucks. Like, you almost get to them and the Bucks, and that's going to be a incredible series. That might even be like the NBA Finals. And so I think the only reason why it's a maybe a slight surprise for the Celtics what they're doing is because you wondered how the Ime Udoka situation would play out. And like, how would these guys respond to losing their coach right before the start of the season?
The Bruins and the Celtics are polar opposites. Hey, good coach, get him the hell out of here. Yeah. Bring in the other guy. Yeah. Celtics, oh, good coach, don't want him to go. No. Wait a minute, they're okay.
So that's just a bit of a mess. Yeah, but the records, and you're waiting for something like some kind of hiccup, but both teams just continue to just be dominant.
It's been so fun. It really has been. So the Bruins will be at it tonight against the Lightning over at the Garden. We're going to get back to the Patriots and the Bills. We gave you some of the guys that were on the Bills injury report, Patriot players that weren't practicing. We got to get through that. We got some stuff from Devin McCourty and Mac Jones for you next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.